Hello and welcome to this edition of the Manager's Essentials podcast. I'm Gemma and I'm here today with Peter Sykes from our Staff Learning and Development team, and we're going to talk about coaching. So Peter, thank you for agreeing to talk to me today. Can you tell me a little bit more about the coaching service here at the university?
So the university has a pool of around 65 coaches that are qualified to work with members of staff at all levels within the organisation. Many people have told me that this isn't widely known, so thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to share this. Over the last 2 or 3 years or so, we've set up around 200 coaching relationships. This is steadily growing and we've set up 70 in the last 6 months alone.
Fantastic. And what sort of coaching do we actually offer here at the university?
Well, each coaching session is unique. However, we typically work in the areas of embedding skills, improving performance, career development and self-development. Though more recently, through the Investing in Success scheme, we've been able to offer coaches who have undertaken additional training to support general well-being, those members of staff returning to work from maternity, paternity and adoption leave, and coaching opportunities for teams as well as individuals.
I think we clearly put a lot of resources into coaching at the university. Why do you think it's so important as a developmental tool?
I think there are numerous reasons. Coaching helps to build skills and knowledge that help individuals to advance in their careers, and their advancement in turn benefits the university. Those being coached feel supported by the university in the broadest sense, and we're investing in them. Coachees experience the satisfaction of addressing something that they might otherwise have struggled or ignored. And by investing our time in people, it ultimately benefits the university.
So for anybody who's wondering, what actually happens during a coaching conversation?
Well, it's important to stress that coaching conversations are confidential and that our coaches work within an internationally recognised code of ethics. And once your application has been received, you'll be matched with a suitable coach who has capacity to work with you. You initially meet for what we call a coffee or a chemistry chat. The coach then explains how coaching works, and you have the opportunity to explain what you'd like to achieve as a result of the sessions. If you both agree that you're able to work together and are happy to proceed, you arrange to meet again, and you are under no obligation. Typically, sessions might happen every 3 to 4 weeks, may last around 90 minutes, and you might meet 5 or 6 times, though each session and relationship is unique. Coach is not there to offer you the benefit of their experience or of their advice. That's more what a mentor might do. A coach is there to help you explore what you want to achieve as a result of working together, to challenge you to think deeply or differently, and to offer potentially different perspectives on a situation, and to help you identify the changes that you'd like to make. It's a conversation, but it's also a supportive conversation with a goal and identified actions that you commit to making. I often say it's a conversation, but there's a purpose behind it.
That's a great definition. Now, I know you can't obviously talk about specifics because, as you said, you're bound by confidentiality. But as one of our qualified coaches, could you tell us perhaps a little bit about the sorts of issues or challenges people discuss with you?
Well, within those bounds of confidentiality, typical examples around which people may wish to work about could be what next with my career, how to better manage my workload, how to work with some more challenging people, or how to improve levels of self-confidence. In essence, it's what you want to be different.
And how could coaching help a manager here at the university with their role?
Well, I think it's important to stress that coaching is not only available to managers, however, managers do take up the offer of coaching. Sometimes it's a space in which a manager can feel that they can talk openly, honestly and confidentially about the challenges that they face and how they feel about facing those challenges. In many instances, a coach can explore with the individual, the coachee, what's potentially going on and ways in which a situation might be addressed. A manager may feel uncomfortable saying, "I'm not sure," or "I feel vulnerable in a work situation." However, in coaching, we create a space where that can be said and acknowledged before helping the coachee create a plan through questioning of how they're going to change the current situation.
Okay, and obviously this is our Managers Essentials podcast, so if a manager's listening to this and thinks that coaching might be suitable for one of their team, how might they go about referring them or suggesting coaching to them?
Well, my ideal would be where a team member spoke to their manager and self-referred in order to work with a coach. Prior to a manager referring, I'd like to know that the manager has spoken to the coachee about what potentially coaching might achieve with them. Coaching is absolutely not a way of a manager avoiding a more challenging conversation with a member of their team. In that instance, our coaches would happily work with the manager to support them in preparing to have that conversation. I want to be able to ask a coachee what they want to achieve as a result of coaching and not receive a response of, well, my manager told me to contact you. Although coaches are available year-round, often requests will arise around the time of performance and development reviews.
So if a manager has listened to this podcast and thinks that they would benefit from it themselves or one of their team might, how would they actually go about getting a coach?
I think possibly the easiest way is to email coaching-staffld@manchester.ac.uk and we'll send them a very short application form to obtain some contact details and an idea of the types of things they'd like to explore. It really is as simple as that. There's also the opportunity to set up a three-way contract where conversations are still confidential. However, the manager, coach, and the person who wishes to be coached can meet, identify together the change that they would like to see. The sessions take place, and at the end of the coaching relationship, the manager joins for a debrief session.
So, is there anything else that you would like to share with your listeners about coaching here at the University of Manchester?
I think there are a few things from both the coachee's perspective and from the coach's perspective. For the coachee, having a coach isn't a sign that there's something wrong or that you're underperforming. It's a sign that you want something to be different, that you're in control. It's like moving from good to great. From the coach's perspective, every coach talks about coaching being hugely rewarding. It's really hard to describe the feeling when you see the light bulb moment happening right before you. It's the pause, it's the look on the face, and the coachee being able to see what's past what's in front of them and able to see a different future. And I wish that everybody could experience that.
As somebody who also does a bit of coaching themselves, I completely echo that. It's a fantastic thing to see. So thank you very much for talking to me in this episode of Managers Essentials.
Thank you.
If anybody has got any more specific questions about coaching, then please do email the email address that Peter referred to earlier. Thanks, everybody. See you for the next edition of the podcast.